Hello, Rounders fans. It's NY versus another team to be confirmed. And the dad makes sure everything's ready. Here we go. Smack me! Wowzers in me trousers! It's a home run! What a start! 1-0 Boston. Ah, they're playing Boston. They're playing Boston. He runs into bowl. Mork and Mindy, that's going for six! No! Caught by the chap in the pyjamas with the glove that makes everything easier. And they all scuttle off for a nap. Now, New York bowling. Slams it into the floor, is that allowed? Lobs it to his friend. Not out, says the FBI agent, who has the best view of all. Salamander, gone for a duck. Who have we here? Crikey, oh blimey, it's Joseph Gordon-Levitt, the star of Third Rock from the Sun. What is this, a pro-am tournament? The bowler prepares, and he's thrown it the wrong way. Confusion, the power of Gordon-Levitt. Snap out of your trance, man. That's better. And good shot, sir. Flicks it to the man at mid-wicket. Throw comes in. FBI agent signals a wide. Good for him. Just happy to be involved. And there's a plastic bag on the pitch. Wow! It's like the scene in American Beauty. Try and get it in the bag, son. You'll get 5 points. Oh, he's having a go! Dylan Thomas's boat. Ow! Caught by the half-man, half-robot wicketkeeper. What a shame. Well done, Salamander. Didn't go in the bag. And Gordon-Levitt is back at the stumps. He takes his guard. Middle and leg, I believe. Bowler bowls. Crackerjack. Cream to mid-off. And those lads are going to collide. No, they didn't. Thank goodness for that. And everyone runs around in a circle to the next post. And, oh, nice pat on the bum there. Good shot, Joseph. Didn't get any points for it, but well done for trying. Mother Hubbard, look at all those sailors. They love baseball, the sailors. And at the end of the game, Red Sox 47 for no wicket. Yankees 24 for no wicket. Tough day for the bowlers. Back to you.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. It's time to root, root, root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old ball game. Ball game, take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. It's time to root, root, root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to NDL Dog Ball. This is Ron Stevens with your play-by-play, along with Joy Gridnick, joining us for today's game here at the park.
And you couldn't ask for a more beautiful day for Dog Ball, Ron. We have over 42,000 fans joining us here in the park, and they are ready for Dog Ball action.
Yes, they are, Joy, and you can hear the crowd cheering now as Hinsky comes to the mound with a miniature white poodle for the opening pitch. And behind the plate, catching for Hinsky is John Gurdy, and I might say one of the best dog catchers in the league today, Joy.
Right, Ron.
And back at the mound, Hinsky readies himself as he wipes his brow with the poodle. And coming up to the plate now is Jackson for the opening bat. And Hinsky's ready with the windup. The pitch. High, a little inside. Dog one.
Notice how Hinsky likes to hold the dog by the hind legs, Ron. That gives him better leverage on the pitch and a good curve on that dog. That's a habit he picked up back in his early days pitching schnauzers in Kentucky. And he's looking mighty good with that boodle.
Yes, he is, Joy. And I might say that pitch worked real well for him this season. And Hinsky readies himself. The windup. He throws hard. And the connection. Look at that dog fly. Holy cow. And Jack and the Rock first cut it. Wait a second. And nobody can catch that poodle. And Bayless chases him out of bounds for a double. And what a double indeed.
A good solid hit for Jackson Ron.
Yes, it was, Joy. Let's take a look at that play once again in slow motion. And look at that poodle go. Holy cow.
Looks like the umpire's throwing in another dog now. Yes, he's throwing in a chihuahua. And we'll be back with more dog ball action after this word from Doggy King, America's only fast food restaurant for doggies.
Oh no, we're out of dog food again.
Well then, tonight we'll just have to take old Duchess out for dinner. How about Doggy King?
Come on, doggies, let's all sing. Take me out to Doggy King.
Two doggy patties, an order of bones, and a bowl of water to go.
Our poodle couldn't finish all his food. Could we have a doggy day?
Come on, doggies, let's all sing. Take me out to Doggy King.
Now a fast food restaurant for doggies. It's Doggy King, doggy's best friend.
Come on, doggies, let's all sing. Take me out to Doggy King.
Hello, Jack. How are you? Gee, it's a great day for the game, isn't it, huh? I wouldn't have missed it for the world. I just say not. Am I late? The seventh. Is it the seventh inning? What do you think of that? Oh, I wouldn't have missed any part of it. I should say not. Why, it's a bully day. Is it certainly going to be one game? I know every player on the field.
Play ball.
What a voice on that umpire. That's an awful thing, a voice like that. Oh, I do hate to go to a game when I don't like the umpire. It certainly upsets me. That was no strike. That was no strike at all. I was looking right at the plate over there when it happened, and it was no strike. Don't tell me what a strike is. I know a strike when I see it the same as you do. I know a strike when I see it the same as anybody else. I come to the game, look at the game the same as anybody else. I have my opinion the same as anybody else. And I'll express it the same as anybody else. Forget that right now. What do you think I come here for, Jack? To listen to you talk about it all the time? Are you such an expert authority on the subject? Is that the idea? Oh, I reckon they write books about you. I don't doubt it at all. Mr. Opinion. I never knew a man with so many opinions in all my life. You have more opinions than Roosevelt. Positively more. When there's a wedding, you think you're the bride, and when there's a funeral, you think you're the corpse. Say so. Come here and give an argument all the time. Every little point, have to have an argument. You come out of the game and you think it's a strike, and I come out of the game and I think it's no strike. What are we going to do about it? Let the game go on if it's no strike. Satisfies me. Two strikes, right off the reel, two strikes. What do you think of that, two strikes? After all that talk, wouldn't that make you sick? What the hell? He hit it. Don't be gazing after it. Why must you look? Run. That's the thing to do. You don't have to look after it, do you? Must you run? Will you please go to first? Where are you going? You're going backwards. Go on to first, will you? First is the place. Fur. Say, you're a bow-legged runner. Go to first, will you? Fur. Oh, it's a foul. What do you think of that? What do you think of that? First thing, a foul. Had to be a foul, of course, first thing. Suddenly you don't see any feathers flying. Yeah, I dare. This is a pink nine. That's your answer on this facetious day. You can't.
One strike.
There's another strike. Is that all going to happen, your strike? The umpire makes me sick. Yes, he does. Would you mind telling me what kind of language that is, please? Strike-ter. He's a fine umpire. Strike-ter. He don't care what he does to the King's English, does he? He'll be saying, scree-i-i, snakes. You can expect anything from that kind of an umpire. He makes me he hit it a crack out time, didn't he? And it's a good one, too. Don't be afraid this time, it's a good one. Don't be afraid. No, stop it first. Come on a second now. You got a lot of time. Come on a second. Come on. Hey, are you tied to first? What's the matter with you? Are you tied there? Come on a second, don't you? Come on a second. Slide. Will you please slide? Slap. Oh, he's out. What do you think of that? Why didn't the fool hang on to first? That's the only thing to do. He's a fine runner. Runs like a sausage. What kind of a player is he anyway, giving up a good hit like that? Wasn't that a wallop? I will say wallop. Then I don't want to be a lady if I can't say wallop. Have my speech curtailed in any such manner. Bad enough to go to a ball game, but they don't have any but strikes all the time. One more.
One strike.
Is it the union of some kind here? Does everybody strike? We're in the wrong place. It's the car barn. The umpire makes me sick. I will talk about him. It says on the back of your ticket, you can roast the umpire. He has no friends. You don't understand baseball or any of its possibilities. Jack, I don't understand what you come to a game for. You waste your time coming here. You sit like an old
man. One ball.
That ain't so bad, is it? Gee, they called the ball on the pitcher's left. That's the turn of the tide. It always happens after that. You watch it. This man on second will get in. Something could always happen when they
come. Right.
It happened. What's the use of a ball if you're going to have a strike right on top of it? What's the use? Does it help your score? Does it improve your temper? It's a fine team. You take it from me, they ought to be all playing tiddlywinks. Listen to three eye-eyes and strike, huh? No. Oh, 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 that's a lollapalooza this time. Look at that, will you? Oh, that's a piece. That's a piffin. All around the diamond. All around. Make it a home run. They haven't got the ball yet. All around. All around. Oh, oh. Look at him saying his prayers on second. Praying on second. Come on in. Come on. You're not going to heaven this year. All around. All around. Come home, you rummy. Come home. Great. Immense. Home run. Ah. What do you think of that? Oh, that's immense.
I know a place on a great, great big lot. Bet all you've got, there is a spot. Talk about fun in the old summertime. Rockaway Coney, I look like a dime. All that you need is a baseball and bat. Throw off your coat, take off your hat. Now I'll go on what I fight to get at. It's a baseball game. Come live. All take a trip to the ball game. Don't run short, be a sport. It's a real Yankee game, you can gamble. Don't be late, he is great. Get your chewing gum, candy, and peanuts. Join the boys in the noise and raise pain. If once you've been there, you're sure to declare it's great at a baseball game. Follow the crowd on a bright sunny day, merry and gay, go see them play. Ding goes the bell and the game has begun. Crack goes the ball and that starts off the fun. Hear them all shout with excitement intense. There goes the ball over the fence. No use in talking, it's simply a mince at a baseball game. Come, let's all take a trip to the ball game. Don't run short, be a sport. It's a real Yankee game, you can gamble. Don't be late, he is great. Get your chewing gum, candy, and peanuts. Join the boys in the noise and raise pain. If once you've been there, you're sure to declare it's great at a baseball game. Come, let's all take a trip to the ball game. Don't run short, be a sport. It's a real Yankee game, you can gamble. Don't be late, he is great. Get your chewing gum, candy, and peanuts. Join the boys in the noise and raise hands. If once you've been there, you're sure to declare it's great at a baseball game.
I remember when I was a lad, what a fine baseball team we had. Folks would come from miles around to see us play. We played the Red Sox, beat their socks off. We played the Red Legs, beat their legs off. We played the Astros, but it rained that day. Daddy played first base,
Mama played second,
brother and sister were the catcher and the pitcher. Shortstop was a good old boy named Sue. Three big home run hitting guys out in the outfield shagging flies. Brothers Art and Bart and cousin Fargo too.
I remember one place so well, staying at the old baseball hotel, owned and operated by my Uncle Fred. We all laughed when he'd explain how the baseball hotel got its name. The pitcher's on the table and the catcher's under the bed.
Daddy played first base,
Mama played second,
brother and sister were the catcher and the pitcher. Shortstop was a good old boy named Sue. Three big home run hitting guys out in the outfield shagging flies. Brothers Art and Bart and cousin Fargo too.
Out to the barnyard we would go, learning how to hit and run and throw. We had cows and horses all around the place.
Once we laughed until we split when my daddy got a hit. He slid into what he thought was second base.
Daddy played first base.
Papa played second.
Brother and sister were the catcher and the pitcher. Shortstop was a good old boy named Sue. Three big home run hitting guys out in the outfield shagging flies. Brothers Art and Bart and cousin Fargo too. Brothers Art and Bart and cousin Fargo too.
Living
chance to increase. But now things change, records rearranged, the tribe's on top now, ain't that strange? They packed the house at Jacob's Field, night after night, cause the wounds have healed. Living atop the central division, the eyes enjoy this grand vision. The tribe's alive, the bell is ringing, and all I hear is the people singing.
Swing by the bell, swing by the bell.
No longer will we dwell at the bottom. If you're looking for stars,
oh, we got them.
Handing out defeats on a regular basis. The tribe's always running independent races. Got the eyes on the flies as world centers pace. Putting a smile on all of Cleveland's face. This team's on fire, the fans got the fuel. The back is tribe in every duel. So step on up, we're gonna make it clear. This is the team, this is the year.
Cause it たボールに向かい思い切りプレイするだけ。
Desire. Here come the Astros, green and orange fire. Here come the Astros with winning on their mind. Here come the Astros, number one every time. Go, go, Astros. Go, go, Astros. Way down south in Houston, baseball's come alive. From pitching to the outfield, it's flashing orange and white. Stealing round the bases, driving in the runs. No place else but Houston, Astros number one. Here come the Astros, burning with desire. Here come the Astros, breathing orange fire. Here come the Astros with winning on their mind. Here come the Astros, number one every time. Whoa. An orange fire. Here come the Astros with winning on the mind. Here come the Astros, number one every time. Go!
I don't like no winter sports.
Skiing.
What's that?
Skiing. It's for kids, that's what it is.
Me, I'm a baseball man. Not only I like baseball, but I'm a Brooklyn Dodger man. And don't laugh at us people from Brooklyn, because we know what we're doing. The rest of the world's mixed up. I'll tell you the truth, I like giving the impression of a true Brooklyn Dodger fan. As you probably know, all ball games in Brooklyn start at 1:30. Game starts 1:30, half past 7 in the morning, I find this fella standing in line. 7:30 in the morning. He wouldn't wait on line this long for a job. 11 o'clock, he yells to somebody, anybody. Open the gates, you creeps! I'm sweating! My sandwiches are spoiling! Finally, they open the gates. If they're waiting in line so long, you figure this guy run to the front row, front seat, wouldn't you? Not this fella. His favorite seat has been the 15th row behind a pole. He don't like baseball. 1 o'clock, somebody in a subtle Brooklyn voice will suggest that the ball game is about to begin. Something like, here comes the Brooks. Who's pitching? This fella says, let me look. I can see 20-20. 20 inches from one eye, 20 inches from the other eye. It's Oiskin. Oiskin! What are you doing? Throwing a game? This fella says, let him pitch. This fella says, I don't want it. This guy says, let him pitch! Because I don't want it. You can let him pitch. Okay. You know, it wasn't for that fella said, okay, Oiskin would never pitch a ball game. Then the guy says, I'll bet you half a buck the first ball Carl throws is a strike. Put up or shut up. Put your money where your mouth is. I bet you have a buck against your glasses and send you home blind. He's trying to ball a bet's off.
Strike one!
I'll blind you.
cost me a half a buck. This goes on until about the ninth inning when the Brooklyn's leading 2-1. Possible. So the fella in center field bleachers begins to talk to Oiskin, a pitcher, to hold the lead. Oiskin's only 10 miles away, but he's going to hear my boy. My boy's talking pretty loud. He sounds something like, "Pitch him, Carl! I'm with you! I'm with you, Carl Berry! I'm with you! Ball one. Don't mean a thing, Carl! You can throw it anytime you want, baby! You're beautiful, baby! I'm with you, boy! Baby! Ball two. Let's feed him the fair ones, Ice! Don't give him nothing to hit her! Put a ball through his head, Carl! I'm with you, boy! Ball three. What are you doing? What are you doing? We took you out of the minors for this? What are you doing? Ball four. Trade up to the Giants.
Four, it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
You ask me if I need glasses, tell me I'm blind as a bat. You say that I'm ugly and stupid, and you cordially say that I'm fat. Now your pitcher just walked that one batter, that's his fourth or his fifth of the game. Now you're yelling at me, and you're spitting at me, and you're asking if I am insane. No, but I'm the umpire, what I say goes. There's a play at the plate, well, he's out by a nose. You can try as you might to argue my call, but it's my world when I say play ball. Now your cleanup man just hit a single.
There's a look of surprise on your face, but the guy that was standing on second, well, he's foolishly rounding third base. Now the guy in left field's got a cannon, and his throw beat your runner by far. Since the result of your slide is not yours to decide, I don't care how disgusted you are, 'cause I'm the umpire, what I say goes. There's a play at the plate, well, he's out by a nose. You can try as you might to argue my call, but it's my world when I say play ball.
Now you argued my calls in the second,
argued my calls in the third.
Now you're booing my calls in the seventh. This is getting a little absurd.
Now your team, they're down by a dozen, yet you still say that I am to blame. Well, I'm sick of your whine and your way out of line,
so I'm tossing you out of this game.
I'm the umpire, what I say goes. There's a play at the plate, well, he's out by a nose. You can try as you might to argue my call, but it's my world when I say, yes, it's my world when I say, yes, it's our world when we say,
All right, swung on and missed, strike three, and that retires the side. And after six full innings, we have the score, 3-2. Okay, close game. All right, let me catch you up to what's going on here. We have a box score of sorts here. KBC here with you, and we are dealing with the national pastime today in honor of the All-Star Game, which at the time you hear this, it'll already have been played. It'll be history, and the statisticians will be arguing about it all night long. Ignore them. They have no idea what they're talking about. So we started with something from a group calling themselves the Exploding Heads, some sort of British take on baseball. Take Me Out to the Ball Game was William Hung. Stevens and Gridnick, Dog Ball, followed by A Trip to Doggy King. Ray Cox and the Baseball Girl from about 1910 or so. 1905 was Billy Murray, and that was It's Great at a Baseball Game. And yes, we are still required to play a Billy Murray song all the time. I have been very lax. Homer and Jethro, Daddy Played First Base. Load Up the Bases was Whiskey Falls, and they have a bunch of different versions of that for different teams. I don't know why, but they do. I didn't see one for the Yankees or the Mets, so I just did the generic one. Swing Batter Swing was the Boondock Men from God Knows Where. One Home Run was Van Dyke Parks. We had a little thing for the lowly Houston Astros, who are at the moment, they are the worst team in the major leagues. And just because they suck royally doesn't mean they can't join in the fun here at the Bit Slap. So we let them have some fun there. And following that, Phil Foster and the Brooklyn Baseball Fan and Matt Wessel, the umpire song. So, you know, the All-Star Game changes venues every year. This year it's what we used to call Shea Stadium, but it's actually what we call Shitty Field now, named after a shitty bank who took part in the bankrupting and larceny of the country. Don't get me started on that, but I don't think they should have any kind of honor to have a place like that named after them. And I would appreciate it if for the rest of your lives you would just refer to them as Shitty Bank and refer to what used to be Shea Stadium as Shitty Field. Would you do that for me? You'll actually feel a whole lot better yourself, okay? So try it. See how it feels. So, okay, so I do see the teams getting back on the field. Let's go back down to the field with our announcer, Bert Bergelson, and we will continue, and I will come back in a few minutes to drive you home. Okay? See you then.
It's seventh inning stretch. Everybody sing together.
Swing better.
bada bada swing, bada bada swing, swing bada bada swing, bada bada swing, bada bada swing, yeah. Hey baby, do you come here often?
Strike two.
Hey baby, now watch your sign.
Strike three.
Hold on now, where you going? Jimmy's out, next in line.
Swing, bada bada swing, bada bada swing, bada bada swing. Swing, bada bada swing, bada bada swing, bada bada swing.
Yes, I went to Harvard.
Hey,
I majored in pre-med.
Hey,
just stay for one semester. Tom's out. Who's next?
Swing, bada bada swing, bada bada swing, bada bada swing. Swing, bada bada swing, bada bada swing, bada bada swing. Swing, bada bada swing, bada bada swing, bada bada swing. Swing, bada bada swing.
Everybody strikes out 9 times out of 10. But you gotta step up to the plate, son, 'cause every now and then she walked right up to me.
Here's the pitch.
Said, could I take you home? Hey boys, I'll see you later.
Swing, bada bada swing, bada bada swing. Swing, bada bada swing, bada bada swing, bada bada swing. Swing, bada bada swing, bada bada swing, bada bada swing. Swing, bada bada swing, bada bada swing, bada bada swing. Swing, bada bada swing, bada bada swing, bada bada swing. Swing, bada bada swing, bada bada swing, bada bada swing.
Ya está aquí.
¡Rico!
Ajá.
Edgar, I want to stay in the blue Puerto Rican skies. Edgar, there is a twinkle in Edgar Martinez's eyes. As he walks up to the plate, when I'm at the game and I'm dreaming, I hear the crowd and I'm swinging like Edgar. The people call his name, the name is on the line. Edgar, there is a twinkle in Edgar Martinez's eyes.
Hi, this is your explosive reporter, Adam Baum, live at the Yankee Stadium Clubhouse, covering the return of Billy the Kid as Yankee manager. Here comes Billy now, and the Yankee players are singing...
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
Captain Thurman Munster, how do you feel Billy's return will affect the team?
Ain't no stopping us now.
Thanks, Thurm. Now, Billy, why is it that you look so happy to be back in town? I'm glad to see the trouble between you and Georgie Porgy is finally over.
Ooh, if you think it's over.
I didn't think it was over, but Georgie has promised to give you a free hand at running the team. If he goes back on his word, what would you say to him?
Take this job and shove it.
Now let's suppose Reggie refuses to do something you ask of him. What would your orders be?
Do it or die.
Thanks, Billy. Now over to my colleague, Dinah Mite, who is down on the field, lit and ready to go. Take it away, Dinah.
Oh, thanks, Adam. I'm here with Yankee right fielder Reggie Barr. Tell me, Reggie, now that Billy is your manager again, how do you feel?
Oh, Mama, I'm in fear for my life.
What do you think is the best way to describe your new manager? Now that Billy's back, what's your attitude toward playing baseball?
I can't stand it no more.
Thanks, Reggie. Let's go over here and talk to a couple of fans. Miss, having Reggie and George to contend with, what do you think it'll take for Billy to last as Yankee manager?
It's gonna take a lot of love.
Sir, what do you think it'll take?
Love is the answer.
Hey, there goes Billy's girlfriend. Tell me, honey, what do you think of Billy the Kid?
He's the greatest dancer.
Here comes Billy out of the dugout. Oh, Billy, do you think you'll be able to last through 1981 as the Yankee manager?
With a little luck.
Finally, Billy, what makes you so sure you're going to win the pennant this year?
We are the champions, my friend. And we'll keep on fighting till the end.
Nobody looks like him. Nobody walks like him. Nobody don't read books like him. Nobody talks like him. Nobody says the things he says, the way he says the things he says. No one, only Yogi. Though it doesn't always sound like what it seems, we will always seem to know just what he means. Nobody's smart like him, nobody's funnier. Nobody has a heart like him, nobody's moneyer. Nobody plays the same as him, nobody knows the game like him. No one, only Yogi. With a strike zone from his toes up to his head, he would take the good and hit the bat instead. Nobody looks like him. Nobody walks like him. Nobody don't read books like him. Nobody talks like him. Nobody says the things he says, the way he says the things he says. No one, only Yogi. No one. Only Yogi.
Did his best in school, right on time. He learned to play baseball, right on time. He worked in the celery fields in the hot, hot sun. There's got to be something better than this. His father said, John, yes, there is. You just have to go out and find it, my son. Give it up, give it up for what you'll need. All right. Ooh, 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 yeah. Ooh, the Kansas City Monarchs in the Negro Leagues, building a bridge across the color line. Build a better world for you and me. And if you ever get to meet him, love is what you'll feel. So give it up, give it up for Buck O'Neill. That's right, give it up for Buck O'Neill. He bore the cycle man order that day, traveling the country, living his dreams, giving out love instead of hate. I want to play on Buck's baseball team. Lived his dreams, oh yeah. He gave out hugs right on time. He was a great, great man, oh yeah. If you ever get to meet him, love is what you'll feel. So give it up for Buck O'Neill. That's right, give it up for Buck O'Neill. One more time, give it up. Give it up for Buck O'Neill.
Thanks. Glad you wanted to hear that. Buck lives on.
It was a foggy day in the San Francisco Bay when Home Run Willie came to town to play. With a mighty swing and the pride of a fallen king, Home Run Willie put the game away. Just a tired old man was the word in the grandstand. 2 years over the hill, getting gray. He was the hands down best. Now Willie needs a little rest. It broke their hearts to see him playing this way. Between the dogs and the beers, they followed his whole crew. Every story about the glory days is told. Between their beers and their dogs, they sat in the candlestick fall. Give old Willie hell to get home. Then a pinch hit call sent Willie to the plate with two on and two out at the top of the eighth. He got the cheers, then it fiddled his ears. Down he rode for so many years. Till it traded him off with a lie and a nervous call. For a paltry sum, any rookie bum believes. And he went back home to the town that he called his own, where they still had eyes to see more beauty than peace. Well, he took his stance, oh, he dug right in. Beach spread wide and his eyes were grim. And he thought of the cheers that filled his ears. It's the hometown hero for so many years. It was 3-1 when Home Run Willie won. But it was 4-3, 400 feet away. With a mighty swing and the pride of a fallen king, Home Run Willie put the game away.
Mm-hmm. Willie ran it first, all he could hit in the fence. Shook his tail at the giant's bench. He hit second and third with cheers in his ears. It's like a hometown hero for so many years. And when he crossed home, young of heart and strong of bone, all the bleacher bums got the point like a bayonet. They saw the worn-out star say, "Hey, Willie, there you are." Like a walk-in Hall of Fame with the New York Mets. It's a sunny day, all the fog burned away. When home run Willie left the park that day, but with a mighty swing and the pride of a fallen king, home run Willie put the game away.
Tearing up the bee patch in your natural way. Smoke me a homer and a double or two. Say, hey, Willie, I'm a-rooting for you. He could run, he could throw, he could hit and steal the show. From the time the anthem plays, with his fabulous grin, you can't lose, you gotta win when you root for Willie Mays. Say, hey, Willie, will you make me catch? Throw me at a runner who is trying to stretch. Single up the middle with the count 3-2. Say, hey, Willie, I'm a rooting for you. He could run, he could throw, he could hit and steal the show. From the time the anthem plays, with his fabulous grin, you can't lose, you gotta win when you root for Willie Mays. Say, hey Willie, are you playing today? Tearing up the bee patch in your natural way. Smoke me a homer and a double or two. Say, hey Willie, I'm a rooting for you. He could run, he could throw, he could hit and steal the show. From the time the anthem plays, with this fabulous grin, you can't lose, you gotta win when you root for Willie, root for Willie, root for Willie Mays.
It was a lovely summer's morning, an off day in L.A. So thought one Doc Ellis, as he would later say. His girlfriend read the paper, she said, "Doc, this can't be right. It says here that you're pitching in San Diego tonight. We got to get you to the airport." So off Doc Ellis flew. His legs were a little bit wobbly, the rest of him was too. He took a taxi to the ballpark an hour before the game. Gave a half-assed explanation, found the locker with his name. The organ in the upper deck played all the schmaltzy hits. He could hear it in the clubhouse while Doc was getting dressed. His sunglasses he reached for from his locker in a case. Doc Ellis put his jersey on, then he put them on his face. The time came to go on out there, down the corridor. The walls were a little bit wavy, there were ripples in the floor. He went out to the bullpen to do a bunch of stretches. loosen up a little, throw some warm-up pitches. All rose for the national anthem. People took off their hats. Fireworks were exploding and the cokes were already going flat. Doc was back there in the dugout. So many things to watch. Some players spit tobacco juice and others grabbed their crotch. Then the umpire hollered, "Play ball!" So it came to be. Doc's Pirates batted first. And when they went down 1-2-3, Doc's catcher put his mask on and he handed Doc the ball. And it was 327 feet to the left and right field wall. So Doc's Pirates took the field then, and Doc stood on the rubber. And he bounced a couple of pitches, and he bounced a couple of others. We might say about that day, he looked a little wild. Lead off batter trembled. Nobody knew why. Doc ever smiled. Well, you walk eight and you hit a guy. Ooh, the things that people shout. Especially the manager, but he did not take Doc out. Doc found himself a rhythm and a crazy little spin. Amazing things would happen when Doc Ellis zeroed in. Sometimes he saw the catcher, sometimes he did not. Sometimes he held a beach ball, other times it was a dot. Doc was tossing comets that were leaving trails of glitter. In the seventh inning stretch, he still had his no-hitter. So he turns to Cash, his buddy, says, "I got a no-no going." Speaking the unspeakable, and he goes back out there throwing. Bottom of the ninth, he stood high upon the mound. Three more outs to go, he'd have his name in Cooperstown. Cannizzaro, he flied out to a loo. Then Kelly grounded out for Dean, and the shortstop yelled, "That's a two." Must have been a madhouse, fans upon their feet, littler ones among them, standing on their seats. Well, that would have brought up Herbal, but Spezio pinch hit. He took a third strike looking, officially that was it. It was a lovely summer's morning, an off day in L.A. So thought one Doc Ellis, as he would later say,
won't be goodbye.
sorry you caught me here. I'm scuffing up a few baseballs. Of course, now that the game is over, you know, nobody's going to need them. But, hey, there's always tomorrow, right? There's always a game tomorrow. But that's it for here now. And just a little playlist here, and then we'll get into the final wrap-up, et cetera, et cetera. You know, put it in the books, all that crap. We heard from the Palm Springs Yacht Club, Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Where have I heard that before? Trace Atkins and Swing, The Real Meaning of Baseball. Edgar Martinez from Pancho Chavez and Sonando. Edgar was one of my favorite players back when he played with the Seattle Mariners back in, I guess, the mid-90s. Billy's Back from Fluke and O'Neill in 1979. Billy was one of my favorite managers, even though he was always with the Yankees and I couldn't stand the Yankees. I just liked his style. And I think you did, too. Dennis Massa after that. Only Yogi, about you-know-who. Bob Walkenhorst after that. Give It Up for Buck O'Neill, who I once had the pleasure to meet, and I do mean pleasure. He was the sweetest guy you ever want to meet. I met him at a bookshop. I was at a bookstore. He was signing books, and I met him. I wasn't even buying his book, but I said, hey, you're Buck O'Neill. And he said, yes, I'm Buck O'Neill. And I just talked to him for about 2 minutes, and I fell in love with the guy. He's so sweet. If you saw the Ken Burns baseball thing, he was all over that, and he's just as nice in real life. So, but now he's fucking dead. Okay. All right, anyway, Larry Hosford and Home Run Willie, followed by the Say Hey Willie song from Dennis Massa again. Chuck Brodsky, the Doc Ellis no-no. Chuck made a whole album of baseball songs. I'm not sure if that was on it or not, but you can go look it up if you want. Don't Stop Relieving was the Network of Champions. Might be a little difficult to tell, but that was about Mariano Rivera, the great Yankee reliever, who I tip my hat to, even though I really fucking hate the Yankees. And after that, the 1984 version of Meet the Mets. So, okay, so that's about it. Another game tomorrow, another game next week, and got a couple more little tunes for you, and I hope you enjoy them, and I hope you'll come back next week, because next week is something entirely different. I never know, just like you never know. So tune in next week and be surprised. That's about it. Everybody's a winner today. All right? I'll see you next week.
Rosayando, vienen los astros pensando en ganar. Vienen los astros número uno cada vez. Vamos, vamos, astros. Vamos, vamos, astros. ¿Quién es el ser en Houston? Béisbol está vivo. De las puntos, no hay más que un Houston, Astros número uno. Vienen los Astros quemando con deseo. Vienen los Astros rezoyando. Vienen los Astros pensando en ganar. Vienen los Astros número uno cada vez.
Ladies and gentlemen,
This is the Yankee Mamba.
A little bit of Bernie every night, a little bit of Paul O'Neill and Wright.